piece of hickory or timber or oak, and they dressed them down and put them thimbles on them. And then they'd make them wheels, they'd make them hubs out of tupu gum. Tupu gum is a...
What's a hub?
That's where the spokes goes in.
Oh, I see, okay.
Then they made them feathers out of hickory or oak. That's what the hair tar on the rim.
I see, the feather?
Mm-hmm. Then make them spokes and put them in there. It took them a long time to make a wagon.
Okay, then you had the steel part. What'd you call that?
The wheels?
The steel on the...
Oh, the tongue?
No. On the outside part of the feather.
The outside part, that... There wasn't nothing on it. It was just open.
Like that wagon wheel over there, it's got a piece of metal around the outside.
Well, that's a band on the hub you'd open that.
Yeah. What you call that band there?
Call it a band. Band on the hub.
Okay. Now, what's the long wooden piece between the horses that go between the horses?
Tongue. Tongue.
I see. Okay. What about the rest of the other part?
Well, they had a coupling pole, right? A couple of four wheels and hind wheels together, you know.
Yeah.
Had a pole runs from the hind wheels to the four wheels, and a pin went through it and held it on that.
I see. When a horse is hitched to the wagon, what do you call that bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Sanger tree. And that sanger tree was on a double tree.
I see.
And that double tree come across the tongue this way, and the sanger tree was put here and over here, you see, for the whole team. On that double tree.
This way, you mean what? You mean?
Well, this piece that come across here was a double tree.
Crosswise?
Yeah. Well, then there's a hole bored in it, and your sanger tree went on that. Put your, hooked your traces to that sanger tree, and he's hooked to the wagon.
I see. Now, you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
shafts.
The shafts?
That's a piece of wood goes up each side of it.
I see. Now you used to hammer with a what? What'd you have to drive nails with then?
Well, a hammer. An old blacksmith would make a hammer, or maybe you'd buy one somewhere.
I see. Okay. Talking about a wagon wheel, how'd you keep the thing lubricated in there, the axle?
Well, you grease that thimble on the axle, that round thing on the end of the axle, you grease that.
I see.
Then slip the wheel on it and put the nut on. That nut has a wheel on there, you see.
So you used axle?
Axle grease.
I see.
Regular axle grease. Of course, when they first come in here, they'd get rich pine splinters and run tar and grease the wagons with tar. For tar.
Mm-hmm.
That old thing I showed you out there was greased with tar. I don't suppose they ever had any grease on it but tar.
Now, when you got that stuff on your hands, you'd say your hands were...
A grease here or tarry.
Okay, alright. You used to hunt, didn't you?
Yeah.
What would you put in the gun, you say, in a revolver? You'd put what?
A cartridge.
A what?
A cartridge.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right.
But you had to put that cartridge in any gun if you didn't have an old muzzle loader. Now, you know, it was years and years here that